Hello, and welcome to episode 22 of the Sales Training Solutions Podcasts.
Hi, it's Phyllis Michalaitis. I'm continuing my discussion on Lean, and in this podcast, I want to discuss how you can increase your revenue with some different but verified continuous improvement actions. When most people think of Lean, Six Sigma, and continuous improvement, they think of manufacturing, engineers, scientists, and software developers using the tools and processes to improve workflow and cut costs. However, today, many customer service departments, sales and marketing, technical support, and many other office areas are also using the tools and processes. These organizations realize that not only your product, but also your customer's experience determines the relationship and loyalty to your company. Today, customers provide feedback and they expect your organization to listen and take action to improve your relationship with them. Demonstrating that you care and working to improve your relationship with your customers will grow your revenue and your bottom line. In this podcast, I want to explore two similar areas, customer service and technical support. I'll explain how the Lean tools and processes can be applied to these areas to help you improve your customer relationship and increase your revenues. I'll discuss sales and marketing in a later podcast. Today's discussion is different, as I'm not looking at cost cuts to improve the bottom line, but rather eliminating wasted steps and developing processes to add more money to your top line. Customer service and technical support interact with your customers every day. Their experiences with your staff impacts their view of your company and their willingness to continue to do business with your organization. A poor experience can not only cause lost sales from this customer, but also this customer will tell other customers and prospects about their experience. The social media ability to post online comments makes negative comments even more damaging to your company. To avoid negative impact in customer relationships, many companies started Lean projects. However, a Gartner group reports that many of the projects failed. The common causes for failure were poor direction, a lack of senior management commitment, failure to fix business processes that damage the customer experience, a lack of a customer-centric approach, and poor collaboration and coordination across the organization. However, applying Lean tools and methods and making a commitment to their implementation will significantly improve your customer's experience. Besides, you'll cut costs by removing wasteful steps and avoiding do-overs. So what actions do you take? Your first step is to ensure you have a commitment from the entire management staff. That requires an understanding of Lean and the customer experience. It also means that management must remain committed and actively use the Lean processes and tools. Next, you'll need to do a self-assessment to determine where you are, so you can create a customized plan to get to your goal. Since we're focusing on customer service, the first place to start is with the customer. Today's customer is empowered, and they will give you feedback. However, I suggest you don't follow in the footsteps of one of my customers who wanted me to send out an 8-page evaluation. Even a chance to win a Visa gift card will not inspire them to complete a survey that long. Be concise and allow them to provide both quantity and quality measurements. That means on a scale of 1 to 5 or a scale of 1 to 10, how do you rate, and a space for them to put in their comments in their own words. Then you or your Lean team member should spend time observing and getting feedback from employees in the customer service department. You'll see their challenges and the waste of time and effort. the observer should take notes for a brainstorm meeting with representatives of each area involved in the value stream to clearly define the problem or problems and get to the root of the cause. Ask about process problems, pain points, and unnecessary or redundant activities. Ask them to share from their experiences. They're the closest to the problem. What ideas might they have to shorten calls or problem resolutions? Is their workload balanced, or are they stressed by unrealistic targets? Work to find common ground in your conversations. It's crucial in these meetings to map the value stream or all of the touch points in resolving the customer issue or responding to their question. I recommend mapping the current process and identifying steps that are not of value to the customer and areas that can be improved. Then map a value stream process for customer interactions without the waste and the items that frustrate or irritate your customers. For example, experienced customers hate mandatory scripting, including long openings, paraphrasing, and fake empathy statements. They want to provide the necessary account information and then cut to the chase and work on the issue. Another irritant is being transferred and having to repeat the information over and over again. This happens because there's no transfer of notes between employees. If a computer program with notes allowed the information to be transferred, the customer would be much happier, and it would allow the reps to service more customers more quickly. Just add the minutes saved and multiply by the number of calls transferred and the number of days in a month to see how much more you can do and how quickly you could satisfy a customer.
You're listening to Sales Training Solutions.
When creating your new value stream, don't focus on just what is a waste and removing the irritants. Also, look at ways you can make the interaction more personal and relevant. Customers want to feel recognized, remembered, and valued. If a customer profile is available once they provide the account number or their name, then the customer service rep should leverage that information to recommend the correct solution or product and to offer it with the right approach. Just imagine a call where the rep knows how the customer wants to be addressed, what products or service they currently have, the customer's experience level, and any previous issues. The call could then be processed more quickly and personalized, again, resulting in customers willing to continue and expand their business with you. I want to make two other points on this part of the topic. Many companies focus on what's termed AHT. That means average handling time. It's the time you take talking to the customer, plus the hold time, plus the paperwork or internal calls made after the customer call ends, divided by the number of calls. Got that math? Too much focus on one metric doesn't allow the team to solve the real problems. Several other issues need to be considered. For instance, is the call created by a problem in some other area, such as poor documentation, defective product shipped, numerous billing errors, or a website that's too difficult to navigate? The issue could also be too much focus on the call time itself. Some companies tie the compensation and the employee's reviews to the average call time. Therefore, employees pass over details and they rush through explanations to reduce their call time. They may also put incomplete information on their paperwork. Yet, this action results in repeated calls and frustrated or angry customers. I can definitely vouch for longer calls when necessary to get a better outcome. One sales manager I had only looked at the number of calls you made in a day. Yet, I preferred the longer calls with my corporate customers with complex situations. they always resulted in a higher dollar sale and loyal customers. I also solved complex problems with fewer calls and often with fewer people involved, as I obtained the full details before I closed the customer call. Management must partner in the process to ensure the evaluation measurement is aligned with the true customer satisfaction result. They have to remember, an extra minute to be friendly also adds to the feeling of connectivity, and it brings repeat business. I don't mean having a long chat as you do with your friends, but I do advocate a few unscripted words to make the customer feel valued. If the customer responds positively and appreciates the employee's tone and outcome, the employee will feel valued as well, and he or she will work to continuously improve their service. So it's a win-win situation. Create your strategy and an implementation plan for your new value stream. It's like the GPS for guiding you to the targeted outcome. Your focus should be on designing a better customer experience. Read more about Lean in this area and benchmark against other companies before you finalize your plans. Be sure you include everything in your implementation plan. It should include an action plan, a list of required resources, a risk assessment, and a budget that provides for training, staff, and materials. It should also include funds for a quality control procedure to ensure the new process is being followed. Make sure your employees are involved. They want to be valued, challenged, rewarded, and feel secure, and they want to have an opportunity for growth. The reward to you and your company for their involvement and recognition is their loyalty and both customer and employee satisfaction. Also, honor the privacy of the customer and include them by making them aware of the changes and asking for their feedback. It will gain their respect and their loyalty. Remember, Lean is a journey. It's not a plug-in solution. It requires more than one plan, do, check, and act cycle. It's a journey that doesn't come easily or instantly, but the rewards for you and for your company are well worth the effort. It's a proven process that's worked for other organizations, and it can bring you success and sustainability. Well, that wraps up our podcast for today. Thanks to my producer and audio engineer, John Schweitzer, for his great work with me on today's podcast. Join me next time when I'll share more hints and tips. I really appreciate your feedback, so please send me your questions, comments, or a topic suggestion to me at phyllis@salestrainingsolutions.com. And don't forget to visit our website to get your free resources, www.salestrainingsolutions.com, and look under freebies. You can also join our bi-monthly newsletter and get our free ebook, Storytelling, The Secret to Sales Success. The link is on our website next to the podcast and blog post. Watch for our free mini course on Lean. We'll be delivering it this quarter, and it's absolutely free, and we filled it with tools, tips, and resources to help you achieve success. Well, bye-bye for now.
You've been listening to Sales Training Solutions. Visit us at salestrainingsolutions.com to find out more about improving your sales skills.